Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is now 8:04 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. And as I keep telling you, it is what I love to do is sit here and gab with you. And we have someone sitting here with me in studio tonight. I love this woman. She is doing great things. And if you don't know about Team Women Minnesota, you have got to find out about it. Her name is Katie Burke. Here's the thing. Katie has worked her heart out with this organization and so much more, by the way. There's a whole lot more you could tell us about your life and your career. But this particular organization has done great things for women, really brought young, all it's generational, right? It's all the generations involved. And it really is quite remarkable what you do. Welcome to CCO.
Oh, thank you so much, Geralyn. I'm so glad to be with you.
So is this given all of your time today? I mean, right now in this particular time in our world, are you really invested completely in Team Women?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really am.
You don't have to spread yourself out over a whole bunch of things right now.
No, yeah, it just funneled all into Team Women. Yeah.
How about that? Was that a difficult decision for you?
No, it just kind of naturally evolved. As you know, we've grown remarkably since I took over as executive director a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so I had other clients that I'd been working with. One is our family business, Preferred Speakers, where we book speakers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and with my family that loves you.
I love them too.
Hi, Dad. Don't forget Sheila and Annie.
Yeah, Sheila and Annie. Hi, Annie.
They love you. Yes. Yeah, but I still have a stable of clients that I work with Preferred Speakers. But mm-hmm. really, my passion has always been starting and growing businesses. So
right.
This was, you know, a
and
perfect,
you're very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Do people ever get you mixed up with women winning?
No, uh-uh,
no,
they
not
don't.
At all. So
no,
tell us about Team Women and how long you've been at this.
Yeah, sure. Well, we were founded in 2012. Mm-hmm. By Pam Borton, who was the former University of Minnesota women's basketball coach. Yes,
awesome.
She's amazing. And another woman named Linda Hopkins, who was an attorney in town. And then we had a founding board. And so this founding board, some of them are still on our board today, but we've just grown, you know, by leaps and bounds. I joined the board in 2015 because I had learned about the organization and have a passion for helping women grow and see their full potential and being surrounded in a place that will foster, you know, helping women meet other women and share what they're looking to do and connect and grow. And so I joined the board, and then a year or so later, our awesome executive director took another opportunity. And so we were in a search, and I thought, you know, this would be perfect. So I was fortunate enough to be asked to be the executive director, and that was in the end of 2016. We had about 260 active members at the time, and now we're up to 650. Yeah,
so. You have an incredible base of women in your life
that
just supports you, that brings you joy, that, you know, you have people that you call in need and, you know, when you just want them or when you want to get together. You are so well at connecting people. When you talk about bringing these women together and connecting them in various ways, who were your connectors that inspired you to do something like this?
Mary Angela Baker.
Mary Angela
yes!
Baker, that's our girl, honey. Seriously, she
oh,
was
yeah.
that connector.
Big mentor of mine. Yeah, huge.
Mine
and
too.
I know, that's where we met.
Yeah.
And so I think she is the tops, you know, and just such a class act. She reminds me of Grace Kelly, doesn't she?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know, just poised and... And she loved to bring people together for the common good. So what she was doing at St. Catherine University and now on and on the
Salisbury,
East Coast,
yeah.
Salisbury is phenomenal. So she'd be one of the top people, but my family by you know, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We all love to connect others.
So. Right. So were you a connector in high school?
Yeah, I think I was. I'm one that can go from group to group, mm-hmm. you know, so I think that has, that bodes me well because I can go anywhere and talk to anybody. And that's just one of my strengths is that, I feel really comfortable in any different type of setting, you know,
yeah.
And I just love, I'm very curious about other people and I'm really interested in what's going on. And so I like to have conversations with all different types of people.
Right. You know, so. I remember in the 80s and 90s that, you know, it was floating around the word networking and how women should network together. And it wasn't easy. We had some challenges. There were lots of organizations. I was part of an organization called SAS, Sisters Associated for Self-Support. Oh. And they would bring in speakers and they try to do this whole networking thing. And it's really interesting what women can do and will do when a whole lot of us are together in one space. And there are those that stand out and those that don't. It's really quite remarkable. But that was the 80s and 90s. All of a sudden, you start getting into the late 90s, into the 2000s, and things really start to grow. Women are starting to really trust one another, yep. wanting to get to know each other. How can I help you and how can you help me?
Yes.
How do I affect you and you affect me?
Yes.
Lift me up. In knowing that, I mean, that's one of the key things that you do. You have your ongoing networking events. The participants learn from great speakers in first-class venues and master how to network effectively and strategically. Effectively and strategically. I could say that over and over again because that really is critical, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's always having being prepared. So if you, we at Team Women, we have three pillars. One is we have a mentor program. We launch two cohorts a year where we can actually pair you with a mentor or mentee, and that's one source of networking and connecting with somebody else to help you grow professionally and personally. And through those relationships, we've seen women, we've seen mentees, you know, rise to the C-suite. We've seen them,
which is difficult to do, by the way.
Very difficult. Mm-hmm. Yep. But you know, it's really nice to be able to have a forum to ask for help and ask for that guidance and then have somebody that's, you know, riding shotgun with you on that journey that can give you tips and pointers. We've seen women join other boards. You know, that's another goal of ours is to mm-hmm. get more women in the boardroom. I mean, you know, we all know, I mean, the way that we're going to get more women in leadership is to have more women at the top. And the only way that we can do that is by getting more women in boards. And then you naturally lift up the other people that are in your network. So it kind of organically happens. And then the other thing is we've seen women re-enter the workforce. Mm. There's those that have gone, you know, had children or, you know, aging parents. You don't know what happens in people's lives, so it's hard to get back in. And we've seen women change lanes mid-career. And that a lot. 45 to 55, that's one of our big demographics in our membership.
Right.
And a lot, you know, may have been working in their corporate role for 20 plus years, and they're ready to do something next. You know, what's that next
right.
thing? And so we see them through our mentor program, through our leadership development experiences, which we have about 40 events a year. You know, those are
40 events a year.
I know. Can you believe it?
It's incredible.
I know. When we started, or when I started, we had 18, and now we're cranking them out. You know,
and they're excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
The ones I have attended are just excellent.
They're so awesome. Yeah, it's just a great environment. But so, back to your original question before I veered off was, you know, when you come to an event, because not for me and you. I mean, it seems like you like to network or feel comfortable.
I do. Yeah.
So most people don't. It is an uncomfortable situation. So the way that you get comfortable is to make a game plan. And we usually have our attendee list printed so that you can see who's coming. And you just make a little note. Who do you want to talk to? Mm-hmm. Have a game plan. Go to a luncheon and try to connect with that person and then make a coffee date for after.
So if you're going to come to Team Women, you want to make sure that you are prepared to network.
Yeah, just come and be prepared. I mean, go in. If you want to go to any event, I would recommend be prepared where you're going. Think mm-hmm. about where you're going to go, who might be there, and who might you want to talk to and spend a few minutes with, and then try to get a coffee date with them after.
Right.
You know?
That's really cool, yeah.
Especially Team Women, because we do lift each other up. And, you know, so So that will just be helpful for you. Then it's not a waste of time.
Right. Let's talk about women in different industries. Of course, yeah. When it comes to politics, 2018 really showed us what we were made of, right? Right. And we have all these women now in politics. Do you take what you know from that? When you see that many women enter into the Congress and you see the Senate, the female senators, do you say to yourself, oh, this is something to jump on. We need to have speakers that can talk on this, this, and this when it comes to politics to make sure that women know how important this is?
You know, we are very neutral on topics, on political topics and any movements. Our goal is just to be a source of professional development topics, which you could say politics is one. We haven't dipped our toe into that forum very much because there are women winning, like you mentioned.
Right.
I'll be meeting with Kate Bryant soon.
Right.
Do you know her?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I've met her. Let's
yeah, she's way. She's great. And there's other organizations specifically for them. So you know, you could use our group of, we have, our membership is multiple industries. You know, it's healthcare, financial services, mm-hmm. legal, education, and we're broad. And then the roles that people serve are about 38% of our members are that director level on up to the C-suite.
Right.
30% are our managers, collaborators, and 30% are entrepreneurs, independent consultants. So if you wanted to dip, you know, learn more about a particular topic or, you know, what's going on at the legislature or think, there would be somebody in our group that could help.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.